You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, after more than 50 years under the Assad regime, Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad fled the country from Moscow after several rebel groups united to bring down the brutal government that has been clinging to power for the past decade following years of bloodshed. In 2015, Canada started receiving refugees from Syria who were able to find their way to Europe and then onto North America. Several Syrian families relocated here to northern BC with the help of independent citizen groups and organizations. One family that eventually made it here to Smithers was Suher and Orwa, along with their two daughters, with the hopes of building a better life halfway around the world. Earlier this month, when they heard the news that the Assad regime had finally fallen, it was cause for celebration. Today, we reconnect with Orwa and Suher, as well as Suher's brother, Tamam, visiting from northern Saskatchewan, where he resettled, to chat about how and why they came to Canada and what their hopes are for their rapidly changing homeland, Syria.
My name is Suher. I'm from southern Syria, from a city named Sweda. We are so happy to meet you and thank you so much for your attention about our story in Syria.
My name is Orwa. I'm from Syria and now we live in Smithers, BC. We have been here for 7 years now. Yeah, we came as refugees in 2017, December, in Prince George, and then we moved here like about maybe 4 years ago. We moved to Smithers, for work and these things.
In Syria, Sweda is a small city near Jordan's northern border. It's about an hour and a half south of Damascus, the capital of Syria. And to understand the geography of the region, Sweda is about a four-hour drive from Tel Aviv in Israel. Go another hour down the road and you hit the Gaza Strip. Needless to say, the region has been plagued by conflict for decades, if not centuries. For civilians, it can obviously be a struggle to survive, and that's why in 2017, Suher and Orwa made the decision to leave their homeland in search of a better future for their two daughters and themselves. I had a chance to sit down with them in their home here in Smithers.
Maybe first, tell me a little about where you lived in Syria. What was life like in Syria?
I was a teacher, math teacher actually, for high school. And we live in kind of an apartment, my wife and me and two daughters. I was working as a teacher, like in Syria you work for the government, like most of the jobs, if you are employment, so it's gonna be for the government. Everything for the government, almost. Some like special thing or not for the government. Yeah, it's kind of different system, different regime.
So what are you hearing now? Do you still have family in Syria?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. All our family is still there, yeah.
And so what are you, have you heard from them? What are you hearing from them?
Yeah, all like that. They are so happy. And you know what? At least whatever coming in the future, it's gonna be like better than before. So this is the best thing. But as you said, like Syria is different from Afghanistan or Iraq or other, or even Libya or, yeah. And by the way, like the regime fell down with all his groups. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there is like reverse revolutions. As you know, like what happened in Egypt, like a few years ago, when the revolution successful against Hosni Mubarak, and then the Islamic took the lead with democracy, like totally democracy, but later they just, take down the military.
Yeah.
But in Syria, What makes Hafez al-Assad and Bashar al-Assad last for all these time or period of time? Because they are brutal and depends on their desire for power, and then supported by the military in Syria and the intelligence, yeah, all these groups. And now they have just disappeared. So who's gonna make this revolution again? No one, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's for good for the Syrian, I believe.
Rebel groups that overthrew the Assad regime, led by the largest group, HTS, as they're known, have appointed a provisional government to oversee the new transitional government that will hopefully take over Syria in the coming year following elections. Although HTS has a background in Islamic ideology, it would seem many Syrians are hopeful they will support a more secular government to re-establish stability for all Syrians. Just yesterday, the provisional government appointed Mehsa Sabrin as the first woman to lead the Syrian central bank, a promising sign.
The first signs, good. Yeah, I think until now the first signs is I think is good. The country goes to good situation. The first signs, yeah, they worked good when he talked. Ahmed Ashara, when he talked with BBC or CNN.
Yeah.
All the Syrian people liked what he talked or speak about.
Yeah, maybe it is like pragmatic movement. We're gonna see later,
yeah.
But I don't think that the situation is ready for to them to take it that bad side. Even like for the people inside Syria and even for the country around Syria and on the world, no one can accept that.
Yeah.
So this situation, I think, yeah. It's gonna help. And if you notice that what happened in Iraq or in Libya or that doesn't happen in Syria.
No, you can't compare.
The first like a few days we are scared if people get like to get revenge from others and like make many massacre or nothing happened like that. There's some small thing here or there, but it's not like not to worry about. Yeah, this is the good thing, like in one night, like no regime at all and do whatever you want and people keep calm and like think about the future and these things. That's good. That's good.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Are your parents still
in
Syria?
Yeah.
So what's your hope for the future of Syria?
Oh, yeah. I hope all the people catch the peace. Yeah, I hope that, because we are worried a lot. 7 years ago, I had bad health because the doctor said, you are worried about your family in Syria.
Yeah.
All the time you worry, because that your health. Yeah, I have an issue a lot. Yeah, you can, because we have on 2018, Daesh, do you remember?
ISIS, yeah.
ISIS came.
Attacked Sweden.
Attacked Sweden. And it's okay, 2 days and ISIS left from our city. But you can't imagine that. My family there, all our friends, all my communities there. How I can live here normal. How I can thinking all the time about our family and our city and our country too.
Yeah.
And I hope catch the peace and I sleep good. All the people get freedom there.
Orwa, what's your hope? Are you hoping that you'll get to visit Syria at some point in the future?
Yeah, for sure. I will. Now I will. I have been for like 7 years now,
yeah.
And they know I never think about go back. But now it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I will one day. I don't know when, but
yeah.
I'm excited now. But I can't go now. So yeah.
My
But yeah, as they said, I'm not gonna add
my daughters too.
Dr. Nam also here said, we wish to be like a free, independent country and people all equal, like against the law, and they live like with peaceful, and democracy, sharing the country for everyone.
That was Orwa Garzal Al-Laldin, his wife Suher Al-Shufi, and her brother Tamam Al-Shufi. You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.